This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about a guy whose dick is hurting in bed, another guy who's bad at sex, and a girl wants to get drinks at the bar. Check it out, show it to friends, enjoy. Coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. You're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Keep doing that. Keep telling a friend, a brother, a sister, a coworker, a mother, a father, anybody. If they got ears, I want them listening. Tell them. Tell them. Spread the word. Spread the word, young bucks. Bring the...
Yeah.
Bring the song of Papa JT.
Bring the song.
Bring it.
I said bring it.
Bring it. You can tell one person today. Go on G-Chat. This is the official podcast of what is going to be your shitty summer internship coming up. It's going to be a horrible summer. You have nothing but time. You're going to be walking saying, what am I doing with my life? Well, let J-Train sing sweet nothings into your ears. And keep spreading the word. I'm J-Train56 on all platforms, and I love it. Are you on Snap?
I just feel like we're about to go to a pep rally.
We're pumping this up.
I feel like we're about to go to a Patriots game. That's what I feel like I'm about to go. I feel like
defense. Yeah, this is how it starts. This is where we got to get the energy up for this show. But are you on Snap? Let me bring on our guest. I'm going to do it right away.
Let's do it.
The introduction is coming. Mo Ammer, thank you for coming on.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you for having me on the J Train podcast.
I've been waiting to have you on for so long. I'm so happy we can make this happen.
Me too. And we just came from a brunch yesterday. We had like an epic day yesterday.
It was
today
a big
we're
day.
Doing a podcast. This is incredible.
And all of you can go follow Mo Ammer on Twitter and Instagram at Real Mo Ammer. Go follow him, support him. He did Colbert, one of the best Colbert sets I've seen. I loved it. It was great.
Thank you, man.
Fucking killed it.
Proud of it.
It was really great.
And, thank you. It was awesome. Really great. It was really
great. I say it sometimes. I met Mo through the Comedy Cellar, and he's a fantastic comic. You should all get involved. And you open for Dave Chappelle.
I do.
All over the world.
He's only performed once outside of the world. Okay. So, yeah, it does qualify. Yeah,
listen, don't bring this down for me, okay?
Exactly.
I'm trying to pump you up here.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, in Dubai.
100 times.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Dude, what's that? How do you get hooked in with Dave Chappelle, as I'm sure a lot of the listeners will wonder? Like, how do you meet someone
hypnosis.
Like that? I have a lot of weird pictures of him hidden somewhere.
No, I do not.
How do you get hooked up? I mean, like, he's like a living legend.
Absolutely. And, so actually, Usler's here in the building.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, it's a perfect, like, way to... tie this in. So we did a tour called Allah Made Me Funny.
Okay.
And we, you know, that was made into a documentary style concert film.
Okay.
In 2007, we filmed it. It was released in 2008. And that kind of blew us up overseas. Mm-hmm. And also Dave was well aware of that tour as well, its existence. And the founder of that tour, his name is Preacher Moss from like DC area as well. And then Uzzer had a CD like in this, it was in very much in like Muslim bubble circuit called Square the Circle.
Okay.
So he just,
is there a Muslim circuit for comedy?
Is, yeah. Like, we essentially create kebab. We
the
call
kebab
it the
kebab circuit?
Yeah.
We got Ozzer off mic. Here, dude, grab onto the mic.
I'd have to set it up. Here, let him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we'll get it.
So it's the kebab circuit.
Essentially, that's what we get. Well, we the Muslim barbecue circuit.
The Muslim barbecue circuit. Yeah. And what is that? For the listeners at home, if you don't know comedy that well, there's the Chitlin circuit.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the black comedy circuit. Exactly. And then there's the Borscht Belt, which is the Jewish version of this. Now, the kebab circuit.
Exactly. Right. And it's, I mean, when I first started stand up, it was in Houston. I was professional 99. That's when I first started. That's the first time I saw Dave at the Laugh Stop in Houston as well. He has no recollection of that meeting. much bigger deal for me at that time. So then, yeah, and like 3 years later, I was asked to do this show. And I was like, yeah, I'll pop in, whatever. And then I show up and I see all these Muslims in the crowd. Like, this is so weird. I've never done a show like, because, you know, we're in clubs doing one night shitty one nighters, you know, just normal protocol for guys starting out stand up. You hit up open mics, you get asked to host, you start featuring on the road. And like, yeah, that was like the trajectory. And then all of a sudden, this whole, you know, demand is there for Muslim entertainment, essentially, or guys that can
and they found the documentary and they were like, oh, we want to go
see
more.
Dave heard about him because his sister is a big fan of Azhar's, because she got this CD, underground like CD that he released. And
really?
Let me
introduce Azhar. He's a comedian himself, very funny.
Sorry, you don't have to act like you know who the fuck I am.
No, but I know you're friends with those.
Yeah, man. No, it's cool, man. I'm like underground, baby. So this is like.
And you're in town.
From Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
This story is only relevant. I mean, the only reason I think that the relevant detail I wanted to add to my story is you asked about the relationship with Dave.
So, yeah.
So evidently, the story, as I finally, years later, found out, was that this comedy CD that I had put out in 2003, I recorded in 2003.
Okay.
So I was just too dumb as a young comic to know you don't do that.
Yeah.
So I had only been doing comedy for maybe like 2.5-3 years. Anyway, that album somehow found its way into Dave Chappelle's sister's hands.
Crazy.
And then she tells Dave, like, yo, Dave, you say you're a Muslim and a comedian? Check this dude out.
And he's a real Muslim comedian.
Yeah, this is a real Muslim
comedian.
Right. And he has a big beard on the cover or whatever. And he's still telling me the story later on. He's like, I saw that thing. I was like, holy shit. So he's like, I listened to it. He's like, yo, the first time I ever talked to him on the phone, this is a true story. He called me and he says, hey, man, my sister made me promise to tell you first time I talked to you that she and I are big fans of yours.
That's hilarious.
It's ridiculous, right?
And you melt? Like,
yeah, bro, I was like, this is not real.
Yeah. Right.
And then you didn't believe it. I was like, he's just being nice. He's a sweet guy. Yeah. That's a nice thing to say to somebody. And then, obviously, we became friends. Years later, we're just hanging out one time, and he does one of my jokes off my CD.
No way.
I was like, dude, he really is a he's such a sweet man.
Yeah,
he does.
He's the most down-to-earth person maybe in my whole life.
And he soaks in more than you think. He remembers so much. So then, like, fast forward, about three, four years later, he posited, we're on tour as our crew. We have a stop.
And now you have a relationship
Columbus.
With him.
Right, basically.
Preach has a connection. He connected, him and Azhar. I've been like salivating. I'm like, come on, man. It's like time to meet this dude.
Yeah.
All my homies are like hanging out and stuff. I want to get to know Dave. And then he pops into our show. Actually, his family like came to our show.
Yeah,
his mom, his niece came, his brother, his sister. And then he surprised our crowd and did like an hour of completely clean stand-up.
Hilarious
stand-up. Yeah. Talks about some reason like he got tied in where Barney goes on pilgrimage. Like
to Mecca is hilarious.
To Mecca, it was amazing.
Dude, this is like this is like one of those, like, this is like a movie. This is
miraculous type of bizarre.
So then from there he kept track of us and we were like killing it.
And you guys are doing your thing. You're getting big crowds.
We went to South Africa, freaking selling out shows, Nelson Mandela theaters, like thousands of seats.
But
man,
that's the thing. I don't want to say it's a market that you guys found that needed comedy.
Correct.
Well, then it also there was a progression in that space as well. People started like, hey, who are Muslims? Who are these Muslim guys? So when we go do our shows overseas, you have a really, really big mix. Because it wasn't just like some hokey, stand-up. It was like, yo, we are comedian. When we go back home, we're performing in comedy clubs. We're touring the same circuit. So when we go on the road, it's like legit mainstream stand-up that everybody can enjoy. It wasn't necessarily dirty.
It just so happened that it comes from the background that you guys share.
Exactly. So it kind of morphed into that situation,
And this is great. I mean, this is great. So he follows onto your tour.
Yes. Well, so he just started tracking us and we became friends, man. He became like a mentor. He's a mentor to us, 100%. He's the single biggest comedy mentor in my life.
It's crazy. I mean, who better to have as a mentor?
Yeah, 100%.
And then industry, and then the other interesting thing was, you know, obviously what he was going through during that whole time, where he was kind of like off the Hollywood radar, doing his own thing stand-up-wise, developing, growing, exploring his own, you know, full humanity. And so to become friends with him and be able to spend countless hours just talking about life and art and spirituality and philosophy, like,
and especially
it's,
like, you're
one of the most enriching relationships in our lives.
You're hitting him at a time. This is post Chappelle show,
right?
Pre what's going on now with Netflix. Correct. You know, to be a little selfish, you're getting
10 years earlier,
You're getting good time with him.
Oh my God, phenomenal.
Like, he's not busy.
Quality time.
He's exploring himself, and you guys happen to be around that, and you're like, hey, we're trying to do the same thing that you got off on.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's all love. It's just family vibes.
And a lot of guidance about how to, you know what I mean? You live and learn, right?
Oh my God.
So a lot of guidance about
it's very cool. So I'm pumped to have you guys here. This is very cool.
Well, I feel like I'm crashing.
You're not crashing. We needed that. We needed a little direction here.
Yeah.
I know, but we're going to answer some emails. You ready?
I can't wait.
Dude, let's answer some emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. You can send in anything you'd like. Anything you'd like. And we're going to go straight in the mailbag. Mo and I, we click. We're always fucking going back and forth. Yeah. So I felt like this was going to be an easy episode. It already is. Let's get into it. I like this one. Let's just pick a crazy one.
I think... from the titles, so they sound like
there was
all
one
crazy.
I like this one that said, the girl's breaking my dick off.
The girl's breaking my
what? I'm trying to find
hold on, who's breaking whose dick off?
There's a lot of dick getting broken. She's breaking my dick in half. Sub J Train, Man Samp, and guest OKP roped you in with that subject line, didn't I? Didn't have too much time for nut feathering this morning, so I'll get right down to it. I've been seeing this girl since January. A 788. Okay, we have a rating system here on the
hold
podcast.
Hold on a second. Oh, 788.
Face, body, personality. So it's the area code method.
That's so funny. So, 788. We do the same thing.
You guys do the same thing?
We do the same thing, but it's different.
How's your code go?
So the first code is the face.
Yeah.
Okay. The middle is like, would you fuck her?
Okay.
Or not? And then the third, there's also a middle. There's like, I won't fuck or anything, but I'll let her suck my dick kind of thing. So it'll be a 3.
Definitely won't. I need a calculator for this fucking thing. Wait.
The third is the body.
Is the body.
Yeah.
So it's, how do you do the middle ranking?
The middle ranking is like, just go with 0-1. Like, no,
oh, binary.
Zero. Like, for instance, 212. You don't want to you know, you don't want to do that. 202, definitely not. That's DC. You don't want to fucking.
A New York chick would be like, ugly chick, but I'm going to fucking.
Well, 917, though.
917 is great.
917 is pretty damn good.
That's a good New Yorker.
It's pretty damn.
Okay, so this is a little different. Okay. Ours is a little less evil than yours, but it's a face, body, personality.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And guys or girls can use it. Listen, we don't discriminate here. Great girl to be around and spend time with, no drama. But every time we have sex, she has to get on top and grind me to the point of snapping my dick off. It's to the point where I can't finish in a reasonable amount of time because the pain is that bad. To be honest, I'd never thought I would have to write the I'm having so much sex that it hurts email, but I can't exactly go to my friends with this issue, so I humbly come to you, J Train. I'm not sure how to have this conversation with her since it clearly gets her off, and last thing I want is to stop or lessen the sex we're having. So what's the move? Do I ask her about it, suck it up, and have the ER on speed dial? What do we think? Also, separate from the main issue above, she's starting to use pet names in text, but never in person. I have not reciprocated over text or in person, not because I'm freaked out by using pet names, but I hate the ones that she uses. Hun, honey, sweetie. What's your take on this? So let's go one issue at a time. What do we think? Have you ever been with a girl that, like, rubbing you to the, like, had a bad sexual experience?
I mean, usually, I don't know if it's... It didn't sound like he's having a bad sexual experience. It just sounds like in one particular position, when she's on top of him, she's fucking, you know,
going crazy.
She's ready to go to the rodeo.
Yes.
I mean, she is like she's an athlete.
Yeah.
She's an athlete.
Yeah, she doesn't.
And peak physical form, apparently.
She doesn't sound like a gymnast. Yeah. She sounds more like a softball player.
And could be her technique is off.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just completely doing it wrong. Or it could be a girl that just can't control herself and feels so fucking good.
Yeah.
She was just created this way that she just goes into a whole different zone.
And she's trying to get hers, which is good for her.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah, I mean, the suggestion there is just try to guide it yourself as much as possible.
Yeah.
And get the best leverage. You know what I mean? I like the around the you know shoulders potentially.
So touch some shoulders.
Yeah, I would say like grab the soldiers, grab the shoulders, yeah, and bring them down. Like make sure the dick doesn't slip out, and then she really fucks.
Oh,
you
and
up.
Then at least
yeah.
you're together. You're simpatico. You're like yeah. attached. You got literally
do a
one body
arch right now. Yeah, you're saying like he's freaking out. He's like, oh shit!
It feels like he's moving
me.
Away. He's got to move into the current.
He's got to embrace the situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get full.
Get deeper. Yeah. Get
he's
deep.
Got to become a vice essentially. He's yeah. got to like kick, you know, just snap into place. Put his arms up.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you like, got to bring her yeah, onto your
yeah,
dick.
Exactly.
With the issue that you're saying up. Is yeah. happening, and I agree with it, yeah. is that there's some room between
yes.
his shaft and her body. He needs
correct.
There to be no shaft in
none.
Between
yes.
her body and his body.
Exactly.
They need to connect like a full Lego. You got to push those Legos
full
together.
Full Lego the situation. Yeah. You can't just be laying there letting him do all the work. No,
I agree, because if she's going wild yeah. on top and there's yeah. any shaft left between him and the chick,
right.
that shaft is where it's kind of like a...
It's fucking a terrifying situation.
Yeah, that would be...
She's so in a moment, she goes too far out, too, you know, in front, and dick slips, just snaps in half. This is horrible.
I'd also... Yeah, this is... I feel situation. Now I feel bad for this guy. I didn't feel bad for him until now.
No, I don't feel bad for him. He's making the... I think he's potentially making the mistake of just laying there not doing any work.
Not doing work.
Yeah, you just because you're on the bottom doesn't mean... Fucking don't have to be attentive to the situation.
Yes, it's
you gotta get it going.
You see that with chicks sometimes with those starfish, and they'll just sit there. He's got to get more involved with the motion so that 100%. They're moving together. Absolutely. I had a situation once where I was fucking this chick, and I don't think I fit.
Yeah.
Like it sounded like a I was too big. No, it was I was too small, I think, because I all of a sudden you just heard
what?
Like you heard it sounded like the Play-Doh that was going in, like
oh
you just heard
God.
Like you heard it was like a wet damp cloth in the bottom of a cup like that. And I couldn't get over that noise. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going soft from the noise. But I did kind of what you're talking about, where it's like, let's switch the whole... You got to get into the motion. Don't fall out of it.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't fall out of it.
What do you think about nicknames? Do you get in that situation with chicks?
Well, first of all, the nicknames don't sound...
that bad.
Yeah. It's like, I thought he was like, you know...
My problem with nicknames is that it makes you... It's this, like, faux... We're more together than we are. It's like it's trying to strengthen a relationship that maybe isn't that strong to begin with. She's looking for
maybe
him to come back
maybe.
With something. Yeah,
I almost interpret it as just like, hey, just being kind. It's like, hey, love. You know, I say that like British people say, hello, love. That's the way I feel. I don't fuck you. I'm not in love with you.
Yes.
I got love for you, but
I have
not
a girl that keeps
you.
Texting me, I miss you.
Yeah,
and I like the I miss you text. I'm like. I don't really.
Well, how do you respond?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. I think I'll be. You know, like that's the problem. I'm sitting there being like, "Well, I don't fucking miss."
What
do I respond to that with?
You respond like, you know, I miss hanging out too. You know, like,
I miss hanging out.
Yeah,
that's
I miss hanging out too.
I just think that with anybody, like with texting, we can write our own script.
Yeah.
So what she's a little bit of what she's trying to do is trying to flower up what you guys are together and let her do that. As long as you're having fun in the relationship.
Yeah.
This is not a war that you want to fight. There's other wars.
100%. There's other wars you need to fight. And it's also like, if she's crazy, that's a different story.
J-Train.
If she's psychologically just...
Out there,
and then she's sending you those kind of things, and she thinks she's living in this alternate reality.
Well, then like, you gotta like stop it.
Then you got a problem with it. But if she's just being nice, hey, honey bun, you know, I want to just
maybe you're
do
giving
whatever.
Me advice right now.
Whatever.
With the I miss you text.
Just let that shit. Yeah, I miss you text. Like, how do you miss me? You know,
in what way?
Yeah, in what way?
We just saw each other
emotionally,
yesterday.
Friendly, or just yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mo Hammer. At Real Mo Hammer on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow him, support him. 3-minute lie. 3-minute lie.
3-minute lie.
I'm a senior in high school at an average sized high school. Oh, we got a high school email.
Oh.
Plan on attending he writes, I'm a senior in high school at an average sized high school. Plan on attending a top-tier Big Ten school next year and having a good time. But I'm having an issue with the rep my penis may be leaving in high school. Mm-hmm. This girl a year younger that I was fucking for a while. Man, can you imagine saying that sentence in high school?
Yeah.
I was fucking for a while in high school. This kid's killing it.
Killing it.
Apparently been telling people I'm bad in bed.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
What is, I heard that last one.
I know this because we have mutual girlfriends and they told me what she said. She claimed I lasted 3 minutes. That sounds pretty good to me. And was it bad in bed? Both of which are false. She's kind of emotionally unstable, so I don't know about how to play this. I've got a weak, large penis. Won't lie. I've measured. It's around 7. This is the most
this
high school
guy's rounding
email.
Up from one quarter.
Yeah, and
quarters.
Definitely wouldn't consider myself bad in bed, so it does kind of hurt the ego if people go around hearing I'm bad in bed. I'm worried that if this guy writes bad in bed one more time,
yeah.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. Are you sure he's going to a Big Ten school?
It sounds like he's...
Actually, nowadays, it could probably...
I'm worried that because of this, I won't be able to get with any other girls before going off to school, and I don't want to be remembered as that kid who's bad in bed. Would love your help. Thanks.
What a fucking...
What do you think, man?
What a high schooler. Everybody's bad in bed in high school,
yeah.
Bro. It's not somebody like... There's no LeBron Jameses just no. coming out of fucking... Even LeBron James had problems fucking in high school. He had no... Like, LeBron James, he would laugh at himself... When he's 15, he's like, I can't believe I used to fuck that way. That is,
yeah, and
that
also,
is just embarrassing.
Also, let's all agree to this fact that sometimes you're not, like, everyone's bad in bed with somebody.
Right.
I've had bad misadventures.
Yes.
There are girls out there that could go around being like, yeah, that was pretty brutal from J-Train.
Yeah.
And then there's other girls that are like, J-Train brings it. Like, yeah, it's exactly. not, it's yeah. less about me.
It's about the chemistry. Yeah, 100%.
So,
yeah.
like, for her, let's get off the subject. Like, yeah. let's stop fooling ourselves that we're all, you know, batting 1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not.
Nobody bats 1,000 in anything.
In anything.
In anything.
So we have, and the thing is, your reputation is only as much as your last time. So like
sure, I agree and disagree because there
ahead.
Is, you know, I think guys get like shy about asking. You know, like,
okay.
like look, motherfucker, ask.
Yes.
What she wants sometimes. Yes. Like, you got to know. Like, what if you can't, like, pick it up right away and
of
you
course.
Have that chemistry where you know what you both want immediately and you're both in that, you know, that basically you have such chemistry where it's always popping, you know, you got to ask. And even then, like, it's never perfect. Even if you have a great relationship with your partner and you guys, like, banging all the time, sometimes she's just like, no, I'm not really into that all the
yeah.
time. You just do it just to make you happy. Just fucking have a conversation, bro.
Figure
it out.
So much
out.
Of this is communication, especially 100%. For the after effects of
yeah.
a relationship. Like, this, yeah. the situation this guy's in is he's got a girl that's going out there and feels hurt that they're broken up, and she's doing whatever she
right.
can to prop up her own ego.
Right.
Because she feels that she's embarrassed, that she's been publicly a girl getting broken up with is as embarrassing sometimes to them as a guy getting people telling him that he's bad in bed.
Right.
You know, like it for them, right. the relationship is like you're told your whole life as a woman that, you know, your biggest day of your life is marriage.
Right.
So if that's your biggest day of your life when you're not married or not in a relationship, you're failing.
Right.
That's not fair. I'm just saying that's just the kind of the reality that we live in.
Sure.
So for this girl, she feels that she has been publicly failed
right.
because she was broken up with, and now she's going to do whatever she can to right. make sure that you get brought down with her.
100%.
So the move to him is to, you can't fight anger with anger.
Yeah.
Because that'll get you nowhere.
Well, women are diabolical, too. They'll just fucking go after your, they're just...
You got to make
cut
her...
Cut your throat
this,
open.
Well, this is what she's
cut
doing.
Cut your throat open.
He's got to come yeah. at her with
yeah.
kindness. So yeah. you say to her, hey, I would send her one simple text. Hey, I just got word that I just heard some bad stuff about me
right.
that you were came coming from you.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know I really enjoyed our relationship. I'm sorry it didn't work out. I just really appreciate it if you didn't spread bad rumors about me. And that's it.
Dude.
Don't even mention the sex. Don't even mention bad in bed. If he writes bad in bed one more time, I'm going to fucking never answer
yeah,
his
yeah,
email
yeah, yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah.
Just write,
I would,
come
I,
at her
I
with,
different.
I enjoyed us.
Yeah. How was, long were they together? Were they together for a minute or just...
I mean, high school.
It's just high school.
Yeah, 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 whatever. But I'm saying for anybody that's in
this
situation...
I think he should just let that shit go completely.
Just don't even add...
Yeah, I think he needs to go...
high road.
And get some new... Yeah, it's not necessarily high road. Just like, you know what? I understand that I'm in high school and
yeah.
I'm about to go to college. I'm not going to see 99% of these motherfuckers ever again.
That's true, too.
And everybody is also like pretending that other people give a shit that much as well. Like in high school for... Like how much... attention span does anybody have in high school or in life anymore?
By next week, it's over. We're talking about the new United thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like nobody gives a shit about your sex life.
Yeah.
You suck right now. That's probably true.
It's probably true.
It's probably true. Just, you know, continue to play safe sex, man. Don't get anybody pregnant.
Here's the other,
you know, do your thing.
Safe sex. Also, here's the other thing. This girl, if a girl likes you, she likes you. So, like, she's not going to go searching to find out if you're good in bed or not.
Yeah.
She's going to like you and then sign up for whatever the fuck you got. That's kind of the beauty of being a man.
Yeah, exactly. A man can be super fat and still get a very hot, attractive, awesome
chick. And
that likes fat dudes.
Yeah, there you go.
That actually fully embraces the blubber and loves it.
JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. Here with Mo Ammer, at Real Mo Ammer on Twitter and Instagram. We are sponsored. Listen, I don't know if
you've
ever
sponsored by.
To go from that. Oh, can't believe it. Well, yeah, we're going to go from Shaft to leaving too much Shaft in between the fuck zone to Blue Apron.
Nice.
Listen, Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. Here's what I like about Blue Apron. Okay, if you're trying to get healthy, cooking your own dinner is the only way to go. It's you feel better, you prepare it. I'll also say this: I'm building a credenza right now.
What?
I'm building a credenza.
Only you would fucking say that.
So I'm just saying.
Who else says that?
I went to this online furniture company,
and
I was like, I want to build these things. And my mom keeps going, "You're not gonna be able to do it." She's yelling at me like, "Oh, you gotta get someone that picks it for you."
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna follow the step by step directions and build this fucking credenza because I want to.
Where's it from?
Wayfair, but that's a different company that doesn't sponsor us or give us money. But I'm saying I like that, like, because I got the coffee table from this place. I built the coffee table for with their direct. You're not build. I'm not
is
taking
it
out
like
a hammer.
Next level IKEA. Is this like
basically online IKEA is where I got it from?
But it's like a better IKEA, or is it?
Some say it's nicer.
Some say it's nicer.
So I got this TV thing, and it's a big piece.
Like the stand or the entertainment center?
It's like the entertainment center that goes under the TV.
So
I'm building it. But the only reason when I built the coffee table...
You're not fucking building anything. You're
I'm
just
not assembling.
It.
Okay, sorry, everybody. Listen, let me have this.
I put some varnish on there. I had to sand it with 2020 paper and get it to a nice finish.
I'm not
it's a big trick to moisten the towel, though, and make sure to get all the dust off before you paint it.
I'm not putting the tool belt on. Yeah, all you need is one Phillips head screwdriver.
Or a fucking Allen wrench.
Yeah, that's all you need.
He's got a fucking Allen wrench that comes with the whole entire package.
The idea of having something in pieces and then assembling it for yourself.
Feels good.
It feels good. That's why I'm telling you, Blue Apron is one of those things where you get all the pieces and you assemble your dinner. And at the end of the day, you look at it and you take a picture of it and you say, look at that.
Yeah.
I completed a task. And that actually feels good. That's why people who work with their hands are a lot happier because they're completing something. You know who's not happy? The guy who goes to work every day and his boss never says he does a good job. Right? Because you never know.
You're looping
this
in.
There's no such thing.
Look, I love cooking. I think this is an incredible situation.
But we're going to give...
It's basically like somebody wants fresh-made food.
And listen, upcoming meals, spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, bell peppers, and ricotta salad. Are you kidding me? Sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot and ginger fried rice, Parmesan-crusted chicken with creamy fettuccine and roasted broccoli, baby broccoli and fontina paninis with hard-boiled egg and arugula salad. Come on, people.
Yeah.
You're not making this on your own. You need you need Blue Apron's help. So
creamy
listen.
Fettuccine always sounds like an Italian guy's jizz to me.
Every time. No, it's a creamy fettuccine. Listen, it's affordable. Less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes. Variety. They got all these different recipes every week. Flexible. Customize your recipes. Easy. Each meal comes with stuff. All this is great. Guaranteed. Their freshness is guaranteed. Listen, you get to assemble your own meal and complete a task. That feels good. Two, you're going to be a lot healthier because you're cooking the appropriate amounts of food for a person, because when you go to the store and just get everything, you get too much.
Right.
Three, you cook Blue Apron for a chick, you fucking tonight. That should be their new... That should be Blue Apron's tagline. You fucking tonight.
Get yourself some Blue Apron. You fucking tonight. Ha, ha, ha.
So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/JTrain. That's blueapron.com/JTrain. 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 You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/JTrain. Blueapron.com/JTrain. Blue Apron, a better way to cook you fucking tonight. Okay, let's go on to some more emails. Moammer at Real Moammer on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow him, support him. Let's do another email.
I can't wait.
This is really...
These emails are fantastic.
They're great. Okay. Sup, Jollicost.
What you wanna do when you can't get
OKP and get politically savvy man Sam. Big fan of the pod. Told all my friends. Now let's get down to brass tacks. I matched with a cute girl on Tinder, and within three messages, she had given me her number. I'm new to Chicago. You know Chicago. So I'll admit I'm overly eager to make some friends. Anyways, we text all day for 2 days. She seems interested, and then we make plans for Saturday. I ask her for a Snapchat. She complies. I snap around 4 a.m. working on homework. She responds a few later with hi, waving hands. She'd just woken up. I reply, well, hello, freckles, with a wavy hand. I know not my best line, but whatever. And since then, radio silence. She completely stopped texting, answering snaps and everything, but I can still see her going out with friends and everything on Snapchat every night. So I'm not sure what's going on. I text her that Thursday to confirm Saturday plans. No response. Then Saturday morning, still nothing. I know it was only 2 days of talking, but like I said, making new friends here hasn't been easy, and she seemed like the kind of girl I'd be into, and she seemed totally interested and excited to hang out then. Should I just give it up or try to text the next two or to see if she got cold feet on Saturday? Please impart me with your Jewish wisdom. Sincerely, an avid listener.
Oh my God. Well, really? I think he knows what the problem is. He admitted it himself. He said,
a little eager.
I got to admit, it's not my best line.
Yeah, well.
Hello, freckles. It's not, what is this? Hello, freckles. Hello, my darling. Yeah, hello, my sweetheart. Like, what are you talking about?
Hello, hey, this is a too much too soon situation.
Exactly. Too much too soon. And I feel like he wants it too bad right now.
Yes, he's sweating it hard.
He's sweating it hard.
People can feel when you got no friends.
Oh, honey.
People can fucking
feel it.
Smell your lonely fucking ass at all corners. You trying to hang out, trying to do shit, like... And always bringing up shit that no one wants to do. You're like, yo, we used to have this guy in my fraternity. Be like, yo, let's go get chocolate milk today. We're like, no, I want to sit here and do nothing.
Who the fuck?
I don't want chocolate milk. Like, you just bring up random shit.
You can make us chocolate milk if you want.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is what people with no friends do. They always bring up shit you don't want to do because they're
so
just grasping at straws. We should do that thing on Saturday no one ever wants to fucking do. You know, and I think for this guy, and I think too much too soon.
Anybody in the mood for pickles?
Yeah, like.
No,
I want to sit and stare at a TV and do nothing.
I'm kind of that guy.
Friends.
But I'm kind of the guy that always goes, you know what we should do, guys?
Yeah, the you know what we should do guy. And then everyone's sitting there like, because the worst part about the you know what we should do guy is that you have to feign interest in this stupid plan. Like, you have to sit there with a listening face, just like, oh, totally, right, right. Yeah. And then he leaves the room and you're like, dude, I'm not going apple picking with a dude.
Right. You know? Well, you also know, like, that guy, like, it depends on the person, right? If you know the guy's, like, dope and always gets us into, like, super dope situations.
Yes.
He's like, hey, guys, I know this sounds strange, but you should follow me into the woods.
Yes. But that's
like,
your friend.
What? I think it's going to be an amazing situation.
Yeah.
We walk into the woods.
And there is the friend that's always, like, I got a buddy who puts out itineraries for whenever we get together. And we're like, we've given ourselves to his process.
Dude, I do. We have the same guy. His name is Sargon.
Yeah?
I grew up with like seven guys in my neighborhood in Houston, and we're all like on the same WhatsApp group. Like, we're very, very tight.
Yeah.
And he's that guy. When we're doing, every year we get like a lake house and boats and shit. Like, we have a good time.
But groups
everybody brings
need
some family.
That guy.
That guy, he fucking writes like a typewriter, bro. Yes. I'm not even kidding.
I have the same friend. He gets everyone pumped up.
Yeah.
But you can't be that guy for someone you don't know.
Yeah.
Because people are like, I don't trust you. Yeah. I don't know what. Time is so valuable to people, but we don't talk about it, but we act on how valuable it is. So people do what they fucking want to do with their time.
Absolutely.
They're not going to waste it. So if you're coming in with, hey, freckles.
Yeah, it's not.
Hey, freckles.
That's what's going to happen. It's recoverable, though.
Did you also skirt over a detail, which is that he said he's.
snapped her at 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning. Yeah. So well, this bad. Is well, this is kind of back to he did snap her at 4 in the morning. This is kind of back
but he
to
snapped
the,
her, but then she snapped back.
It doesn't
though,
matter.
Right?
You shouldn't with, if you've connected with someone on a dating app, stay away from social media. Let yeah. that shit happen naturally. Don't push for the Snapchat hangout just so you can feel better about yourself because you got no fucking friends.
Right.
What he should have done is he should have said, when you match with someone on a dating app, you are there to date. So right. you say, not for friends. You're yeah. there for a mission. So you should have said to her, hey, I got to get fucked. I got these balls full of cum. Yeah. And listen, I'm making Blue Apron tonight.
Have you done?
We fucking tonight.
We fucking tonight, Blue Apron.
So no,
I mean, for real, have you texted that? Like, I have zero experience with dating.
Oh, I know the deal here.
I have zero experience.
Blue balls, question mark. That's blue, what it is. Yeah. Blue Apron. There it is. That's the new Blue Apron. That's two blue hilarious. Balls, question mark. Blue Apron, you fucking tonight. Look at it. High no. fives all around the yeah. podcast studio. I will no. say this, but I have experience in this. If you match on a dating app, there is that thing where you're like, oh, I want to make sure the Instagram checks out, the Facebook checks out, the Snapchat checks out, but that can fucking backfire on you. So be totally sure from the dating app that you want to go out with this person and don't do the social media shit because you'll learn more than you want to learn and not give this person the chance that they should get.
Right.
That's what happened with you. She saw
Yo,
your...
I have a friend of mine that's so funny, bro. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And her man has one eye.
One eye?
One eye. She didn't know
a pirate?
This. She met him on Match.com.
Okay.
And she was like, yeah, she seemed really nice. He loved their exchanges together. And then she thought of something. She's like, why is all of his pictures profile photos?
No. Like a fish?
No, like always.
Yeah,
profile.
You'd only see the side
he's
of the
like,
head, the fish
he's
head.
He's always like on top of a mountain just profiling all the time.
Oh, my
and he
God.
He shows up. He's got a glass eye. He's amazing,
Did
dude.
Did he bring
They're
it
together.
Up right away?
They're together.
But is that the first
like, she
thing
held
he
it
said?
Against him for months.
For months?
For months. She was like, why did this motherfucker? Like, I really like you. You're amazing. I was like, yeah, but you can't do this. Because, you know, the guy...
No, he had to rope her
you
in.
You might have judged him and then not taken the dinner, and you wouldn't be in this wonderful relationship
Yeah, you
now.
Would have been glass-eyed,
yeah.
freaked out.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, eyed out.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think for... Yeah. Like, just like you're saying, with the guy with the glass eye, like, he's just saying, I'm going to put my best foot forward. Because yes. you really just want to get to that first... It's kind of like the... What we said to the kid in high school. Like, you know... You're gonna be girls want to get with cool guys that they want to hang out with and feel safe with.
100%.
All the other shit they're willing to put aside for you.
Right.
So they're gonna say, yeah, he's got a glass eye, but he makes me feel good at night. You
he's
know,
amazing
like
dude.
He's an amazing dude.
He's a handsome guy. He just has a glass eye.
For this girl, you know what I mean? For this dude, what I would say to him is, hey, you gave too much information. She started watching your stories, saw you had no friends, and was like, you know what? Fuck this. My advice to this guy. Stop with the text. I would text her one more time. Hey, we'd love to go out Saturday. If you can't, I totally get it. No problem. And then leave it. That's okay. That's not wishing. That's not hoping. That's just saying balls in your court. Then, from now on, the move can't be, let me get your Snap. Let me get your Instagram. Let me get this. Because
you cannot ever
it's
do
too
that.
Much too soon.
Can't ever do that.
But what you do is, no matter what you say, you go dot, dot, dot. Freckles, put a little winky face.
Yeah, a lot
oh,
of you got to double down on freckles.
Yeah,
because now that's the thing.
No, no, you come back with fuck you freckles later. If she never responds,
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mo Amra at Real Mo Amra on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow him, support him. Let's hear from a lady. No,
yeah,
lady.
If I can find, we got a lot of emails here. Holy shit.
Waiting to hear from later.
Crushes, drinking, and coworkers. Oh my. Hello, Jared. New listener here, also female. Cue the music. I found your podcast because of a recent guest you had, the hilarious Nathan McIntosh. Yeah, he's super funny. That's a great episode. Big fan of him, and now you. Love the pod. Really enjoying catching up with old episodes. Let's put down the feather because I need your opinion.
Let's do it.
Here's the situation.
It's a female email.
Been hanging out with a new group of people lately. My best friend of 10 years and her coworkers. They seem to like me, and they've started inviting me to hang with them as part of the group and not just the friend of the girl they work with. They are big party animals, but I've been having a lot of fun. Anyways, let's get down to it. There's a guy she works with. He's nice, cute, funny, and everything a girl likes. He's only worked there for a couple months, so I've gone out with her other work friends prior to him coming around. However, they all work together, so he's gotten close with them pretty fast. The other friends joke around, making comments about how nice I am and how cute we would be together and talking about it around us. I am fucking hurting okay? right now. Holy shit. That was like a hiccup with a burp.
You almost powered through it.
I almost got through it. I'm like, somebody's car ride just got weird.
Right now.
It's my Lanta. How cute we'd be together talking about it around us, making it obvious. It started as a joke like, ha-ha, Blank's nice friend and the cute new guy. But it's kind of starting to work, and I may have developed a little crush. We've hung out at bars and parties numerous times, and we each get time. It gets more flirty. We talk about school, work, and life, and he'll ask me to dance. We'll buy each other drinks. It's never awkward, and it felt pretty natural since the beginning, despite basically being forced to talk to each other. Now, I don't know what to do. Here's part of my problem. I know he already has my number because of group chats and with the other coworkers, but he's never texted me one-on-one. We have no problem talking when we do hang out. It's always fun and playful. Remember, this has all gone down in group drinking situations. Looking back, I can't help but wonder if it's only because of the alcohol. Is he just being nice? Well, everything's because of the alcohol. But
yeah.
Let's get that. Being a drunk 20-year-old boy, it's legal age Canada, baby. Was I only being able to get along with him because of the solid liquid courage? However, at the most recent party, I realized that at least on my end, it wasn't just the alcohol. I was sober. Papa JT, I have so many questions. Am I making this a bigger deal than it is because I have a case of the feels? Is it the drinking? Do you think he wants to talk to me outside of the group setting and sober? He would have already. I know he's asked about my bestie about me. She thinks it's cute and funny like the rest of them do. So she tells me these things. She told me before she's always excited when he finds out I'm coming to things. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Women. Yeah. Okay. What do we think?
I mean, first of all, what this guy is doing is what the Freckles dude should have done.
Yeah.
He's just like totally not reaching out,
yep.
Doing his thing.
Slow playing.
Making her sweat this shit out.
Yes.
That's what, take a page out of his playbook.
Yeah, this guy's got good game.
And I'm not sure what she should do. I'm not sure if he's interested. I think at some point the dude would have reached out. It seems like they went out a lot of times.
It's back to the thing about time.
Yeah.
You don't give time to people you don't want to fuck.
Yeah.
Or no, you don't give time to people that you don't enjoy. This dude is super young, but he's also like, I think he's giving her the time in person she's got to make one different. You can't keep doing the same thing because the same thing's going to lead to the same
thing. Oops, did I touch your dick? That was weird. Yeah, don't do that.
I would say to her, why don't you the first move has to be you got to let. The problem is they're in this big group where it's like the big joke is that they would. Like, I always hate this move where people are like, oh, how hilarious would it be if they fucked? And you're like, yeah, why is that so fucking funny? You know, like, we should fuck. I don't know what everyone's talking about.
This
joke isn't so funny to me. You know,
I think because people don't know how to bring it up.
Yeah.
And so they just try to make it in a joke.
But
so
that's the thing. There's obvious chemistry. Everyone there is talking about it. So I would say, listen, here's what you got to do.
What's up?
You got to change the whole nature of things. You got to take it off the group chat. You got to text him where you see something, whether it be an Instagram meme.
Right.
Memes are really the great connectors of people these days.
That's
really interesting. What she does
I didn't even think about that, but it's true.
Take a meme that you find online that you think is funny and that you could somehow relate to this dude.
Right.
I don't know. Anything. Anything where, you know, someone making that rapper making a face at somebody. That's what the... What's his name? Have you seen that one? It makes me laugh every time.
I'm not sure there's a
The
few
rapper
of that.
Making the face where it's like, he's like.
You know how many rappers exist with memes? I mean,
no, is that he makes the face where he's.
No,
says,
that white guy at Harvard. I'm not sure.
The rapper's, he's making the face where he's like, they're like, oh, you said you're going to get your summer body ready. And then it's him going like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That wasn't very radio-y. What's his name? It's like Chameleonaire. That's a really old reference. Yeah. So what I'm saying is take either a way. Meme. Take either a way. Meme.
You're going with the meme strategy.
Send it to him. Be like, how, and then just with like a crying, laughing emoji.
Oh, it's conceded. The rapper is conceded.
Conceded. Yeah. Yes. Go look up conceded.
I want to see his meme.
He's on a million memes right now. So send a conceded meme to this dude and just with a cry face emoji. That'll get the conversation started.
Right.
Then you say, what are you doing this weekend? This weekend, he might be doing things outside of the group. They're looking at conceded right now.
It's a great
it
meme.
It makes me laugh. You gotta find the video one. There's a video one where he's...
Oh, is it a GIF or what?
Yeah, yeah, the video one's even better. So you gotta find some, and then get talking about the weekend, and then from the weekend, hey, you and I should go out one time. Make it about you and I.
Yeah, it's fun.
How great is that?
Yeah, it's really... Is he looking at an ass that just went by? What is
it? Something, he's just like, it's just the, oh, I can't believe this face.
Yeah, yeah.
So my advice to this girl, pull it away from the group. In whatever way,
I mean,
you can.
She's got to make a move. I'm like, but it even starts like, hey, let's go get some.
But it starts on text.
Chocolate milk together.
Yeah, chocolate milk. Starts on text, and then it brings you over to the Hangouts. But you got to remove yourself from the group text on your own to show him that, hey, I'm here.
Yeah,
I got these titties. They need some sucking.
Yeah,
JTrain podcast.
Even in the middle of like the Hangout, she could be like, hey, you know, we always just hang out here. We should just subtly. Throw it in there. Like,
why don't you come over?
Because you'll get instant reaction at that point. I don't feel like she's stable for texting and waiting because she's already sweating it out enough. She's got to get instant gratification.
But just also own the fact that he likes you.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be spending all this time around you only in this big group situation if he didn't feel very comfortable and very...
It's a high-risk situation. Yeah. It's a group. We're all friends.
It could embarrass himself.
Yeah, it could embarrass himself. But also, like, what if, you know, he's probably thinking, like, is she willing to take the risk?
Yes.
Go in there? What if
he's having the same thoughts as you because of this group?
He's 20. Obviously, they're not going to get married.
No.
At least now.
It's going to happen. I think the meme strategy with conceited.
All right.
Let conceited be your wingman.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I really like that. She could be like, why are we always chilling in the group?
Yeah. With conceited, you know, making the face, right?
Conceited face.
There we go.
Nice gift.
This is another email. Big Daddy JT.
Big Daddy JT.
Love the podcast. Love you. Follow me back on Instagram, please. Okay.
Is this a dude or a girl?
It's a chick. Okay, anyways, God. What's the method?
Oh, it's a chick?
Yeah, it's a chick.
Yeah.
I like this because it's so simple. What's the method to getting a guy to buy you a drink? I live in a college town and guys don't really do it unless you ask, but I notice when I'm in the city, I have no issues. Have any advice? Can I just be direct and ask if we have a good convo? What's the quo for this?
I don't like her sole objective.
Is to just get a drink.
Get free drinks. I have no problem in the city.
I wish I knew how many girls.
But I can't get any drinks out of these cheap, you know, broke ass college kids. Like, obviously you can't fucking, what?
Yeah, why are people in cities more loose with their money than college.
I just don't understand why are these professional men buying me drinks.
Why would
the
they
time?
Do this? The answer, as always, is sex.
Yeah.
These guys in cities have realized that you buy a girl a drink, and sometimes those girls will be flattered enough to come home with you, and that's what happens.
That's the standard we live in.
That's
currently.
What's going on.
Right
it's
now.
Fucked up.
Yeah. I'll buy you the top shelf Crown Royal, whichever you want.
For those titties.
Is that a good exchange?
I mean,
suckle on your nipples?
Which is
for
fine.
Two shots?
But if you're a girl out there that's like wanting free drinks at bars, just stand there and be happy, and guys will do that. But I don't think like. Going into the bar being like, how do I get these college kids?
Yeah. What you do is you walk up to them while they're partying and they have drinks in their hand and just you feel them up a little bit and then you just take their drinks. Just literally take it, what are you drinking? And then go.
Straight from
and
their hand.
And just like feel on them.
If I was a girl, I would...
Give them a little attention for a few seconds.
What you do is if this girl's worried about paying for drinks, it's all in the pregame. And then go to the bar and get club soda.
Yeah.
Nobody notices the difference between club soda and a vodka soda.
Right,
so
right.
If you have a fun pregame at your place, that's where you meet the most guys. That's where the guys are going to be that are going to be pouring you drinks.
Sure.
Especially in college. They're going to buy in bulk.
It's
going
to be beer, mostly in college. I mean, it's going to be...
And also, be careful when a guy buys you a drink. You don't know what's going on with that cup and all that shit. So
it's a lot of risk for a fucking drink, to be honest with you. And how expensive are the drinks in a college town? What city is she from?
Dude, we used to... In Penn State, I went to... We used to have dollar... Anything.
You went to State College, Penn State?
Yeah, that's Penn amazing, State. Dude. State College, Pennsylvania. Oh, that's it was a dope, fucking man. Time.
But I love that.
Thursday nights, dollar everything. So we'd take $20 and put it on the bar, and we'd be like, 20 vodka sodas. And it was God. Just the whole bar filled with it. And it was a great night.
But well, I mean, I'm sure what to I mean,
but for this girl, if you can't get a guy to give you the dollar vodka soda, I mean, yeah. Maybe that's on you.
Yeah, so it's got to be like great specials going on.
And
why don't
also,
you find those? And why can't you fucking afford a drink for a dollar?
Go buy your own drink.
Go buy your own
goddamn fucking drink.
Yeah, and, if you can't do it right as a woman, like, I don't know what else to do.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mo Hammer, this was fantastic.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Thank you for coming on.
No more
at
penis
Real
questions.
More Mo Hammer. We're going to do some news and hypotheticals, so we're going to come right back.
All
right. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Welcome back here with Mo Hammer. Mo, thank you for answering the emails. That was fantastic.
Oh, it was so much fun.
It's so good to have you here.
Sad we ran out.
Listen, I'm happy you brought along Azhar. What's thank you for coming on. We're going to bring you on for the hypotheticals in the news.
Dude, this sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you.
It's good to have you. Man Samp, thank you for coming.
Of course, happy to be here.
Man. At Man Samp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on the Labs Network. Azhar is on Twitter, also at Azhar Usman.
Yes, sir.
Azharusman.
Thank you,
there
sir.
It is. So everyone go follow. J-Train's here. Let's do some hypotheticals. You ready?
Do it.
Mr. Freed, got a hypothetical for you. Would you rather have completely hairless legs or have completely hairless pubes and balls? I'm talking baby smooth. The only way you could get your skin any softer and smoother is if you use promo code JTRAIN at checkout at Harry's. That's perfect. What do you think? Hairless legs or hairless balls and pubes? What are you guys doing?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go with hairless balls and pubes.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's probably the move.
No fuss,
there's
no muss.
No,
forever. Yeah, done.
The hair on the balls and pube area adds zero value and only brings negativity into your life.
Negativity.
Sweat, gross. You
yeah,
know, additional
this is fair.
Cleansing. Yeah. What's the point?
You'd be streamlined. You yeah. Could, yeah. You know, you
I
could
prefer enter. On my legs. At least I get some, you know, when it's winter, I got a little extra.
Yeah. What
extra,
do you think, man, Sam?
Yeah, the legs insulation. Invites too many questions. People are like, well, what, are you shaving your legs?
Yeah. That's also another good point. Yeah.
Okay, so we've all agreed we'd take hairless balls over legs.
Manscaping is time consuming. Once you start, you can't stop. You have to.
Gross hypothetical. What up, Big Daddy J? I thought of this nasty hypothetical while I'm working. Would you rather swim across an Olympic-sized pool of shit for $4 million?
I love this.
It's mine.
All
right. For $4 million.
Or drink a can of cum for $2 million. And then he writes, LMAO. So fucking gross. Dude, no, I don't know.
Easy choice.
Oh my God.
Easy choice. That's
twice
swim.
The money to swim through
swim
shit.
Swim through shit.
Like, I can take a shower. I'm
backstroking
done.
That shit all day.
Irreversibly put cum into my fucking mouth.
Yeah, you're doing the shit.
No brainer. Shit.
Here's the problem. Shit could kill you if you get enough shit in your mouth, whatever. You're
no, that's
swim
why
whole
I said
thing.
You got to go with the backstroke.
Backstroke.
Oh, that's true.
Backstroke right. That situation. Make sure your head
I'm
stays
doing the
above.
Elementary backstroke.
It's only it's an Olympic sized pool. That's 25 meters. You got to go across that.
Yeah.
That's not fucking bad.
It's not that bad.
It's way easier than me drinking.
And you don't have to dive in. You just do it.
No,
at a certain point,
I'm going in and I'm freaking wearing protective gear and everything.
Blind. And he also stipulated no rules.
Definitely knows. Yeah.
Just, so I would invest, if I'm going to get $4 million in the end anyway, I'll invest like $50,000 to $100,000 to make sure I'm not going to drown.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat shit.
Doctor on premise.
The whole situation.
Scuba shit. Whatever. Right.
Booty,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
absolutely.
With you,
yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm swimming across.
Definitely
the shit,
a swimsuit as well. Peel that thing off. Yeah. Crawl through an Olympic sized pool and came out smelling. Great on the other side.
I'm just picturing a Coke can full of cum, by the way. Just pouring it out into a glass.
Too much cum.
It's too much cum.
It's too way.
I mean, if you ask a gay guy, it's not a fair question.
I mean,
right? It's
like, right?
Or a woman. Does, you know,
or
a woman. Or a guy who just
or somebody
likes
who likes cum. Who just likes eating like pudding, yeah.
I love that we all just can't. Or a guy who likes cum.
Yeah, yeah.
Just this one's a little, this one's fun. Ready?
Yeah.
Sup. Jay, man, Sam, and guests that you need to check out.
What?
He's like, because I always say you got to check out the guests.
Yeah,
you
gotcha.
If you could beat your meat anywhere on the planet, where would it be?
On the planet.
Masturbate anywhere on the planet, no judgment. Where are you doing it? Where are you beating off on the planet Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
It's really good. I'm really thinking about this.
I mean, you're always tempted.
I immediately had a thought.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, first thing to mind is the right one.
Well, it came to my mind, but then I was like, is it gross? It's really fucking weird and gross.
I don't know. I mean, you're in a safe space, man.
I mean, the thought that immediately occurred to me was like, you know, the symbolic nature of it. It's like life coming out of you. So the exact place that you were conceived.
Oh, all right. Oh, like a circle of life. Literally, type
circle
of thing.
Life. Like this is where
full
you
circle jerk.
You came out of balls.
I
here.
Think this is the plan.
Yeah, life is gonna come out.
I
of
think
your
that's
balls
how the Lion King got written.
That's weird. That's
right.
Weird. I know. But then weird, I was like, it's kind of gross. Like, fucking, you were your parents.
Yeah,
it's gross. That's I mean, it's weird. It's
disgusting. Yeah.
Maybe the first place you ever whacked. Go back to the first.
No,
I would go. I want to do it. You know where I'm doing it?
Where?
I know exactly what I'm doing. Grand Canyon, right at the edge. I'm standing, and I just watch it flutter off into the wind.
Yeah,
right.
I was
sunset.
Yeah,
glass of wine. I'm really in a tuxedo, so but just the top half of the tuxedo.
Beautifully disgusting thought.
My first thought, and I started thinking about it. I was trying to think about other ones, but my first one was on top of Table Mountain in Cape Town, South Africa. Really? Just on top of that, just on the edge.
Yeah, nature. This is when you want to go back to nature.
Just looking at the Pacific and just jerking one out. So, you know, just taking my time.
It's really amazing. There's a lot of places on Earth that we can't masturbate that we should all be able to.
Yeah, but I feel like these that you guys have mentioned, I feel like these are possible. You could do them.
Yeah.
You might get caught.
One is, you know, a lot harder. The first one that I thought of. I thought about Antarctica, just being out there.
Oh, wow, sure. Maybe it would freeze as it comes out. Yeah, that'd be fun.
In an igloo. It's maybe. Yeah. Or you just put a fucking ice pick inside of your penis because it freezes as it's going out. Like, that's weird.
Does the question say anywhere on Earth?
Yeah.
Anywhere on the planet.
On the planet. Okay.
Yeah.
So you already disqualified outer space.
Yeah,
outer space. I mean, even though that'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh, you know, astronauts jerk off
cum flat.
In space.
They gotta be doing so many cum games. Yeah. It's not even funny.
You think those guys jerked off on the moon?
Yeah. Mansamp, what do you think?
Probably the Oval Office.
Oval Office.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a pretty gangster move, man.
And that's been done. You know that's been done.
So many times.
Shit.
Probably, right?
Okay.
Let's probably do, like 20 times since he's been elected.
Could you imagine if they built like a new spaceship? Everybody's up there. Everybody's proud of it. It's like, we ruined it because we got too much cum on the gears.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. We'd love to come back to Earth, but we got a jam up here. And we do not know how to take care of it.
That's so funny.
Okay, ready? This is from Reddit. This guy's sending one from Reddit.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather be unable to lower your arms below your head whenever you enter a public space or have 12 ounces of spaghetti fall out of your pants every 5 minutes?
I'm sorry. I missed that because I started thinking about a third place I could jerk off.
Please share with the group.
I was like jerking off in the Amazon jungle with like tigers underneath me. I'm looking at them. I'm standing there with monkeys and shit. Like,
real natural.
Just like Tarzan jerk.
Tarzan jerk. And then every time you come, you gotta go, oh. What do we think? Unable to lower your arms below your head.
So you have your arms up all the time.
Arms up when you enter a public space.
You enter a public space.
Okay. Or 12 ounces of spaghetti fall out of your pants. Every five minutes. I'm taking the arms.
Yeah, you got to go with the arms.
Oh, no way. Dude, think about how exhausting your arms are going to get.
No, just when you enter. You can put them down when you get in.
I don't think that's what he meant. I think you got to. You're up when you're in public.
Well, forget it. The pain alone.
That's a lot of work.
Why does spaghetti just fall out of my pants?
Who cares about spaghetti? It's going to be annoying.
But your house, everything's going to be ruined. You're going to have so much spaghetti everywhere.
Say something. The spaghetti is annoying, but it's not painful.
That's true.
Right. Plus, you
just
pick
it up. I mean, can you hold your arms up and just lay down?
Also, keep in mind, sometimes you're gonna be hungry, and suddenly you just got spaghetti coming in 5 minutes.
That's true. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. Okay.
So, any news?
Yeah, we got news. So we talked about it a little bit before. This is white privilege checklist.
Okay.
From the University of Minnesota.
Oh, shit. Right.
So I want to. So listen.
I think most white people don't know what white privilege is.
Well, I don't know what it is. So I have no idea.
Fantastic. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So you guys are our soundboard, and you tell me if this is something that I'm privileged to have.
Please.
Let's go.
All right. First one, I can arrange to be in the company of people of my race most of the time.
Say that again.
You can arrange to be in the company. So I can say, I can make sure I'm surrounded by white people whenever I want
to
be.
Right.
And you're saying, is the ability to be able
to
do
this
that?
Is the checklist that the University of Minnesota put out. So it's like, if you look through it, you go, oh, maybe I have white privilege.
He went to University of Minnesota Law School.
Yeah. So you know.
So I'm so confused. This is a checklist they put out.
Yeah.
And if you can do these things, that proves you have white privilege.
Yes.
White privilege specifically.
Right. Well, I mean, it is specifically for white privilege, but I guess if you can do it in your own
race. Wouldn't that be any race can surround themselves with their own race if they want?
That's a great
point. But he's talking about white.
Most of the time.
You really can't because it's not enough. Like, if you're a black guy in Minnesota, you can't hang out with only black guys.
Because
it's a 98% white state.
That seems like something I can't really... That doesn't seem like a privilege as much as it's a reality of statistics.
Well, the whole idea of privilege is that these realities of statistics are, in fact, if you unpack them,
but
pointing to a disparity in the nature of the society
that
favors whiteness
that is
invisible.
But in this situation, wouldn't that... I don't understand that that's a privilege of mine.
Well,
isn't it insulting
when I get a bunch
of white people around me, I am really privileged. Like, that's
my own race.
That's the first one. And here's the other aspect of it, too. It's like, you might be able to go to a class. Like, if you're black, say, and you're going to whatever, a predominantly white school or something like that, that's it. You know what I mean? But you can arrange to be, you're going to just naturally be in that situation because you're white. You know?
Let's hear what I
can go shopping alone most of the time, pretty well assured that I will not be followed or harassed. Well, that's true for 100%. Me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Right. You guys get followed?
Take one look at me.
I've been looked at a few times.
A few times?
That's because I had a baby.
If I wasn't me, I'd follow myself.
No.
All right. Yeah. It was, okay, let's do it again.
All right. I can turn on the television or open to the front page of the paper and see people of my race widely represented.
Well, I see people of my race represented on front page of the newspaper on a regular basis. But sadly, it's a pretty negative representation.
You think, is that, I hear that a lot where they're like, I don't see enough, like, there's not like, there's no Muslim in the lead of a romantic comedy. Does that bother you?
I mean, the thing is, it can only bother you if you even become
Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
Right? The reality is, when you're
Queen Latifah,
man.
You got the queen.
When you're
Common, is he undercover? I don't know. I don't know.
Queen Latifah's been in a few rom-coms.
Too late.
But yeah, I mean, it's rare, right? The point here's the point, man. Yeah, people talk about in Hollywood and show business diversity. Right?
Yeah.
It's not fucking diversity. It's just representation.
Yes.
Represent the real fucking world.
Yeah.
That's not how entertainment or media culture operates.
Yeah.
As a rule, is a disproportionate representation of only certain types of human beings.
Yeah, and then also like certain races, ethnicities are always in certain roles.
Correct.
Like
exactly.
You're like you get sidekicky.
Sure.
You know, and like those things.
Put me in a movie.
That wasn't me. Awesome. For the listeners, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
That did that impression.
I can't believe you just did that, J Train. <can't. laughs>
Jay, man, that was offensive, bro.
Yeah, man. It's a
questionable
move. Just want to let... That was my white privilege that was speaking.
I think that's a fair one. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fair.
When I'm told about our national heritage or about civilization, I am shown the people of my color made it what it is.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
So, like, America was built, you know, or you see, whatever. Like, civilization is built by, like, white, European-looking...
Right, because the world started 300 years ago.
Yeah, that's my belief.
Okay. I can be sure that my children will be given curricular material that testify of the existence of their race. That's very confusingly worded, but
I don't think I'm smart enough to apprehend. I heard that sentence and I was like, oh my God, are we doing math?
I think it's saying like school material will essentially be more affirming of white culture and like the existence of that, you know, you're involved in the history of the world. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
That was a
story. History is only his story.
His story.
But that's the thing. Like, you know, look, what's the spirit behind that one? It's like, well, where are these textbooks coming from?
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote them, right?
Right.
So everything we're taught from childhood about freaking, you know, the Indians and the natives.
Well, the winner writes the history.
Thanksgiving
right?
and shut the fuck up, bro.
I thought my white privilege was that I look great in boat shoes.
Yeah,
that's
no, you
what I
do.
No, your wife is the fact that you're Jewish, but you get the pass for white.
I know,
that's the ultimate.
I do it.
You're from the Middle East.
We walk. We walk amongst you. Well, someone asked me, they're like, what's your background? Oh, we were talking about this yesterday.
Ethnic background?
My ethnic background. And I was like, I'm a mutt. Like, I don't have like any connection to that. Like, I have like
it's Polish,
Russian, all over the place. 100%. Yeah. Well, like, yeah, I think. I don't
You're
even.
The future, bro.
It just wasn't even spoken about. You know, like, I just like, Jews kind of do the thing where like, we're Jews. And then people are like, well, that's not.
That's always kind of like annoyed me a little bit. To be honest. Yeah.
That
like,
is
it's just been like, no, man, what is your like, ethnic background?
Jews always go Jew.
Yeah.
Because, well, there's.
I
like,
get I
No,
get
because
why.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's
I get
both
why.
Religion
it's
and
both
because
it's very tribal as well. Yeah, 100%.
But then you get a lot of people. Like, then you get like, now there's like subset. Like, you meet a Persian Jew.
Right.
And it's like.
Yeah, no, I'm Persian Jew.
I'm a Persian Jew.
Yeah.
They're just making sure
yeah.
that you know.
I also met a lot of Persians that are like, well, I'm half, you know, Swiss.
You know? How'd that happen?
I was like, it happens all the time.
You ever meet a mix that you're like, wow. We got to make this happen all the time. Like you see on chicks. That's
regularly.
Like, what do you think the hottest mix of chick is?
On the planet Earth.
It's all good.
All good.
It's all like there's a nice blend. Blending
is always
good. I think
you add an ounce of Indian to any chick, she gets hotter.
She gets hotter. For like, sure.
Indian.
Just
you,
add a little. Add
take
a little,
great pride in
Indian
that.
From India or you
India.
Mean Native American?
Oh, I'm not. No, I don't say Indian.
Yeah, Native American too. Native American as well because of the skin is so phenomenal and the hair is phenomenal. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's the same mix. To me, like they're
similar.
Yeah.
They're like
genetically
the,
very.
They're like
similar.
The Splenda.
Are you
of
saying
races.
That
Splenda?
Are you saying there was an understandable mistake to call them Indians?
It's an understandable mistake. Listen, let me level with you. Okay.
Kind of like
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Indians.
Indians. Yeah. Let's be politically correct here. Listen, guys, I'm pumped that you guys. Mo Ammer, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having
such
me.
Such a pleasure.
I want to do this again.
What a pleasant
surprise,
man.
I want to do this again when I'm not hungover after a brunch.
Dude, we're going to do this again. Yeah. I want to have you both back. This is fantastic. Yeah. Man Samp, thank you for coming on with
the
news.
Thanks, man. It was a fun one.
At Man Samp on Twitter and Instagram. At Real Mo Ammer on Twitter and Instagram. Azhar Usman.
Yes, sir.
On Twitter and Instagram?
On Twitter, yes.
On
and
Twitter.
Instagram is Azhar Usman Comedy.
There we go. So go find and support these guys. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Come back next episode. Boom!
Blue Apron, get your pussy now.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!